Golden light flares out of darkness and forms a zigzag shape over a shadowy globe. Touchstone Pictures. The screen fades to black. Touchstone Pictures presents Wild Hogs. A 40-something guy revs his gleaming Harley and speeds out of the garage of a large white home in leafy suburbia. He's kitted out in an open-face helmet, shades and leathers. As he rides along the sunny road, three other guys on Harleys and all in the gear join him one by one from side roads. Two of the guys flank him left and right. Each touches knuckles with him and exchanges a smile as they ride in a line across their side of the road. The last guy arrives on the left flank and smacks knuckles with the guy beside him. The impact makes Dweeby Guy 4 wobble and mount the grass and tree-lined middle of the road. He bumps around and narrowly avoids the trees. He regains control, then turns to speak to his mates who are now behind him.
Man, oh man! I almost lost it back there! I didn't know what was going on!
He whacks headfirst into a signpost and falls off his bike. A white caption on a black background. Doug. In the large white house, the 40-something guy sits glumly at the breakfast table. He notes a cereal packet slogan, "Life short, go nuts." Beside him, a young lad shovels omelette and bacon into his mouth. The guy looks down at his own meal of half a wizened grapefruit.
Oh, hey, babe. Doug?
Huh?
Can you take Billy to school today? My day kind of got away from me.
Yeah. Unless there's an emergency at the office.
Oh, is there an emergency?
You know, dentists do have emergencies.
Oh.
Sometimes.
He looks to Billy as if for approval.
We are doctors.
He tries to steal bacon.
No. Not until your LDL is under 100.
Doug treats a patient whose wife holds his hand.
Well, Mr. Putnam, any plans this summer? What'd he say?
He said we're taking an African safari.
Africa? I don't think I've been out of Cincinnati in 12 years.
You owe it to yourself to get out and enjoy life. You can't just live to work. You need excitement.
The suction pipe shifts.
Come on, don't be a baby. It's a extractor. That'll suck the spots off a Dalmatian. All right. What they call this thing? One powerful little sucker. That's the brand name. It's unbelievable. See that? I have plenty of excitement in my life. Thank you, Mrs. Putnam.
A caption, Bobby. Bobby sits at a desk with a laptop.
Bobby!
Karen, I asked for no disturbances.
I need to talk to you, Bobby.
Technically, I'm at the office right now.
And technically, you're in our guest bedroom.
Look, I know, baby. I just gotta finish this chapter, right?
I know, but you know what? I have to go to a job that actually makes us money, and I'm late. So walk me through the door. Come on, Bobby. I gotta get to work, okay? Wait, I forgot my cell phone. Stay.
Hey, Daddy, listen.
Whoa. No, inside voice. Inside
Would
voice.
Shut up. God, it's like living with a car alarm that shits.
Whoa. What are you doing trying to leave the house wearing that? You look like an Eskimo hooker.
Dad, that's the point.
You wanna look like a hooker?
Dad, you are so lame.
It's hard for kids to respect the man that don't do none of the providing. In my day, the ladies stayed home, not the lazy men.
In your day, the men had pyramids to build. How old is that? Listen, I'm in complete control of my... No.
Hush. Come.
How come she gets quiet when you say something to her?
Because you, my darling, have no control. Baby, I know your how-to book is going to be a huge success someday. But do you remember what day today is?
No.
See, we had agreed that you would take a year off to pursue this little fantasy of yours, but that year is up. Now, you and I had a deal.
Come on, baby. Stressful cases, clients under duress. I'm tired of dealing with shit all the time. Besides, how do we even know they'll take me back?
Because I called.
You serious?
The firm is ecstatic to have you back, Bobby. You got a 9 o'clock appointment.
Bobby, now in overalls.
You call the firm?
Yeah, men's room. Some truck driver must have crapped an entire cow in there, man. Good luck.
Bobby winces. The men's room door is cordoned off with tape.
I didn't want to give him the key, but I didn't trust my instincts.
Looking unenthused, Bobby turns away and heads towards the men's room.
I saw my father shot. I never cry until today.
Bobby stops, shakes his head incredulously, then carries on.
I got robbed yesterday, and I know now.
Your job is the bad one.
A caption. Dudley, a dweeby-looking middle-aged man in specs, sits at a table in a diner. Holding a newspaper close to his face, he slyly eyes up the legs of a pretty brunette nearby. He taps something into the laptop in front of him. His name flashes up, and a voice speaks.
Dudley?
Yes, good morning, Mac. How's it going?
It is now 9 o'clock a.m.
Thanks, Mac. Open internet, please.
Command unknown.
Open internet.
Internet open.
I think I have to research alternative specs.
Searching alternative sex. Oh. 2 million websites found.
What?
GrannyLove.org. Want Granny to take her teeth out?
Barnyard Love. Shut down.
To a woman with kids.
I'm sorry.
Enjoy the animal.
Granny's gonna spank your bottom.
All kinds of fun.
People leave.
I can fix that.
He knocks coffee over his laptop and it fuses.
Or not.
A black cat on a lead stares up at him.
Well, I can't. Looks like it's just you and me.
He rapidly withdraws his offered hand when iCat bares its teeth. A caption, Woody. In an office, an attractive guy in his 40s smiles uneasily as he speaks.
Okay, Larry, so what are you trying to tell me?
You're broke.
Well, how does that work?
That means you've spent everything you had, then you spent some more. This is right here, nothing, zero.
You know what? Maybe it's time for my wife, the supermodel, to start paying for some things. I mean, for once in her life.
You're getting divorced. Why would she pay?
Divorce, going broke. You think I'm falling apart, don't you?
Not going broke. You are broke.
Okay.
The door's behind you.
At home.
No, you listen to me, Toby. You're not gonna push me around. Look, we agreed on a price, and that's a price I'm gonna pay. You got it? And if you don't like it, just walk away. And I'll tell you this, you can kiss your business goodbye. Because if you screw with Woody Stevens, you go down hard. You got that? What? No, money is not a problem. Don't insult me. Don't insult me. Money's never a problem. You just have to honor the correct price. You got that? What?
Outside to a young boy in Woody's garden.
Well, then go home, Toby. You make me sick.
I can't do this many leaves for $10. It'll take hours!
Well, you should have thought of that before you put that flyer on the telephone pole saying, any yard for $10.
Toby dumps his rake.
Toby, come on, let's talk. Let's talk like men, okay? Well, what's the problem?
Money's the problem!
Grow up, Toby!
Woody kicks leaves.
I hate you!
I hate you!
Toby kicks leaves.
Moron!
At Doug's, Billy plays a computer game.
Cal, it's me.
Bill.
You want to shoot some hoops or something before I take my ride?
No, thanks.
Billy doesn't bother to look at him.
Hey, babe. How was work?
Great.
Good. Hello? Cool. I'll ask right now. Hey, Mom, can I play ball with Stu and his dad?
Of course you can.
Cool, thanks. Here, dude, I'll be right over, okay? All right, bye.
Bill, I just asked you a couple seconds ago if you want to play ball. You said no.
Well, yeah, I mean, Stu's dad is awesome. He can totally dunk.
The hoop's, what, 8 feet above the ground? Anybody could dunk that.
Well, see you guys later.
Doug looks dejected.
Doug, I am so sorry. No, I had no idea.
It wasn't your fault. You didn't know. What do I got to do to relate to my son?
Doug opens a closet door proudly. Inside is his biker's jacket, with the name Wild Hogs emblazoned on the back, and an image of a hog in a Hell's Angel-style helmet. The four men ride their Harleys through an area of derelict-looking office blocks. They pull up in a line. Dudley, who's in old-fashioned flying helmet and goggles.
Hey, guys! Does this sound better?
As he revs, the bike zooms off. Dudley falls off. Dudley leaps up and waves his arms merrily.
I'm okay! I have my butt!
Woody, who wears shades and has taken off his helmet to reveal a do-rag which is like a bandana, shares a look with the equally cool-looking Bobby. In a town, Bobby rides along in sunshine. Following him is Doug, then Woody, who's now donned his helmet. Dudley rides pillion with Woody and seems to keep snuggling into Woody's back. They all pull up at a biker bar. Dudley, whose outfit is more like that of an old-fashioned RAC man, dismounts. He takes off his gloves, raises his goggles, and undoes his helmet strap.
Thanks, Woody. I feel really safe with you.
I noticed that. And if you ever lay your head on my back again when you're riding, bitch, I'll throw you in the traffic.
I was just trying to keep the wind off my face.
I felt you smell my neck.
Guys, could we?
Doug wants to enter the bar.
Did you smell that man's neck?
His cologne is fantastic. It's musky with an oaky finish. Like a lawyer cowboy.
Lawyer cowboy? Wild hogs aren't welcome here.
A burly biker.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Paul.
Hey, Woody. Just waiting on those KYs to do your tax returns.
Yeah.
We also need to talk about that offshore incorporating thing.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a call.
Okay, I'll set up lunch, or we could do a day at the spa. Now that was fun.
Paul gives him the eye.
I don't remember that. That's your wine cooler, Dad.
Oh, sweet, thanks. I'll see you hogs in hell.
I'll make it.
That was scary, Paul. Good work.
See you later.
I'm not coming here anymore.
But this is a wild hog tradition.
We're not wild hogs. We're like wild lambs. It's just a patch that Doug's wife made. We sewed it on our jackets so she wouldn't feel bad.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Well, what has your wife ever made us?
Hard.
Hey,
that's true. I'll say she's good looking.
Hey, show some respect.
Come on, that's what your wife does. She's a swimsuit model, and a good one, I mean. She is hot.
Okay, here's a question. What are we doing here?
Having beers like we do every week.
No. Bigger picture. Life, man. What do we have to look forward to? But riding formation, the Labor Day parade, is that it?
I'm really looking forward to the parade. I got Tootsie Rolls I can throw to the kids.
Oh.
Tootsie Rolls that he can throw to the kids. Man, you can't even put on your turn signal without busting your ass.
Look, let's put some real miles on those bikes.
Road trip?
Yeah, a road trip. Just us. No rules, no Tootsie Rolls. Just us, the wind, the road to the Pacific. You know, we camp out for a week whenever we want, wherever we want. That's freedom, man.
As long as we stop at some Wi-Fi hotspots, count me in.
You're in?
Yep.
All right.
I can't get the time off of work. You know, I'm a doctor.
You're a dentist. Look, in college, man, he'd have been packed already. I'm not kidding. You know, and on a bike, he's fearless. He was fearless.
Yeah, well,
this guy, we call him the Golden Knight. Where's that guy? I want to see that guy again.
That guy's married now. And that guy used to get high a lot.
What's Claudia going to say about this?
Nothing. She's in the Bahamas doing some swimsuit thing for Sports Illustrated. Look, if not now, when?
Y'all know me. I'm the first to get buck wild.
No, you're not. You're just afraid to ask your wife.
True. I said true.
Come on. This is it. On the edge, we're living. You know, St. Elmo's Fire, the Wild Bunch. You know, Deliverance. You know.
What? Deliverance.
Deliverance?
Hey, dudes, we're gonna ride as an American flag in the parade this year. Each guy in our chapter is a star.
Oh, what?
I get sick.
Who's gonna do the stripes? The Lyman Middle School majorettes.
Oh, boy. Hey, Doug, we're really living now, huh? I hope we don't get hit by a straight baton. You know what? I'm out of here. I'm going with you guys or without you guys. You know what I mean? Take your smelly G's, whatever. Good night.
Boy, go. I said I'd go.
But come on back.
Oh, I almost forgot. We're also going to be wearing these black ribbons in honor of Tom Peterson. He died last week. Boom, just like that. Anyway, he'll be missed.
The guy, Kent, goes.
Tom Peterson. You remember that guy? He was our age.
Doug has dinner with Kelly and Billy. He stabs at the salad leaves on his plate and spears a lettuce leaf on his fork. The others have meatloaf, mashed spuds, and veg. Billy drowns his in gravy.
Want some gravy?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Doug eyes their food.
So, how was your ride?
I don't know. All Woody did was yap about taking some stupid cross-country trip.
So do you want to talk about going on this ride?
I could go on a cross-country trip. I just can't walk away from work anytime I want.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It's just as well. You know, road trips probably aren't the best thing for a guy your age. I mean, it's got to be really inconvenient, you know, a bunch of middle-aged guys having to get off their bikes every 20 minutes or so to take a pee.
My age? What kind of crack is that? What's wrong with my age? I mean, it talks like I'm not right here, you know?
Doug, I'm joking.
No, you know what I think? I think you think I'm a boring guy. I'm old and I'm boring now. I've become lame. I think everybody thinks that at this table. I'm lame. Doug. I'm just lame. Admit it. I'm lame.
Doug, calm down.
No, I'm not going to calm down. Because you know what I think calming down means is another word for lame.
And I'm not lame. You know, I'm wild and free. Wild and free and a man. Yeah, a man that likes to eat meat, and I'm tired of not eating meat. Meat's good.
Good for men.
And potatoes. I like potatoes, and I like gravy on my potatoes. Yum, yum! Uh-huh.
He scoffs the mashed potato and gulps from the gravy boat.
I'm living wild. I'm living good. And it feels good, baby.
Wait, no, Dad. You're LDL.
We're not LDLs. I miss butter. You know why I miss butter? The French think butter is just like cheese. They eat it just like this. Right off the stick. I'm the French who've never won a major battle. They know how to eat. And I am living and it feels great.
There's a ring of gravy around his stuffed mouth as he chews a slab of butter.
Are you okay?
He gags.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Just spit it out.
I'm all right.
Dad, just spit it out. Come on. Breathe.
I am not all right.
In hospital.
Well, Mr. Madsen.
Dr. Madsen.
Oh, really? Great. Well, then I can put this a little more simply. Looks like you had a catecholamine-induced supraventricular tachyarrhythmia.
I'm actually a dentist, so I have no idea what you just said.
Stress-induced panic attack.
I'm not stressed.
Well, your body says otherwise. You know, we see this a lot in middle-aged men.
I'm not middle-aged.
We hear that a lot, too. How about we get you out of here in just a few minutes?
Doug looks up at Kelly.
I am a middle-aged man, aren't I?
Only mathematically. I think you need to let off some steam.
You used to love to travel. Doug, you used to play hockey. You were a crazy man. You don't even sing annoying 80s music anymore.
Well, it's different now. You know, I had to slow down for you and Billy.
Oh, so I'm the one who did this to you?
I'm in a hospital. It's a lot easier for me right now to blame other people for my problems.
I think you should go on that trip. If you don't, I will fire up the hog and go with the guys.
Woody doesn't even have a plan.
He never does.
It's like taking a trip to nowhere.
Maybe that's exactly what you need.
He looks at her thoughtfully. Woody and Doug in do-rags wait near a highway.
What up?
Bobby and Dudley arrive.
Hey. Late. Supposed to be at 8:30, guys.
Hey, look here. If Karen calls, okay, I'm at a toilet bowl seminar in Cleveland.
Hey, no, I'm serious. I need y'all to cover for me, man, all right?
Yeah, sure.
Dudley beams.
What? What are you looking at?
I got a tat.
Come on.
Well, hell just froze over.
Let's see it.
I'm a biker, dude. I got a tat.
It's an apple.
Dudley, you know,
I know. Trademarked. But what are they gonna say? It's in my skin, bitch!
The others are poker-faced.
You guys aren't gonna wear helmets?
Maybe I don't wanna wear a helmet. Maybe I don't want anything between me and the road.
You will if your head falls on it.
Woody, 62% of all motorcycle fatalities could be prevented with the use of an improved DOT helmet.
Is that right?
What is that leather condom gonna protect you from? Snoopy? The Red Baron. How about dating?
You liked it. There are no rules on this trip, remember? We're just heading for the Pacific, and there ain't no plans.
Right, well, we got a week to do this, right? So I figure we got to be in Illinois by tonight.
Well, the way I mapped it out, we should be 100 miles past St. Louis by sundown.
Good.
Did I say? I said it's the open road, okay? Who knows where we're going to be?
I know where we're going to be. Dudley hooked me up. Check out this thing. It's a GPS in my phone now. Look at that thing.
Kid, let me see that. Yeah. Cool. Look at that.
What are you?
Woody hurls it away.
Hey, numbnuts, what'd you do that for?
For the good of the trip. You don't need a GPS to discover America. You need a bike and you need the road, okay? Freedom. And if we have an emergency, I got a cell phone.
Oh, you don't.
What? Hey, why'd you do that? I got all my data in there.
Well, how does that feel, Woody?
Feels good. Woo! It's my prerogative. No cell phone.
Wait a minute. Let's
come on.
Doug, he's right.
No, wait.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah, wild horse, baby. Wild horse.
You just did that so Karen wouldn't call you.
Exactly.
Come on, give it up.
So we're not going to discuss this. We're not even going to think about this. No, don't. We need
freedom, baby.
Dougie's phone hits the truck windscreen. The truck stops.
We got to go.
The driver gets out. The wild hogs zoom off on US Highway 50 West. Out in countryside, the wild hogs cruise along and Woody takes his feet off the foot pegs briefly. The guys smile and look relaxed in the sunshine. Doug and Woody ride at the head of the pack. An open Jeep full of pretty girls draws alongside the guys. The girls wave. Bobby and Dudley wave modestly. Doug sits coolly, and Woody gives an enthusiastic thumbs up. Then the oldsters rocket off ahead. Later, Doug points to the sky, which is clouding over. Lightning flashes and rain pours. The hogs, now wearing bright yellow ponchos, are off their bikes and huddle beneath a large plastic sheet. The Jeep pulls up, its roof now on. The guys wave them off sheepishly. Night, camp is pitched.
All right, sleeping bags are all set.
Bobby blows up a mattress.
Bobby, I got two words for you. Foot pump.
Woody, I got four words for you. Got a cheap-ass wife.
Dudley.
Hey, guys.
This is poop, so don't eat it.
Oh, God.
Excuse me. Mr. Hard Drive, you're supposed to bury it, not put it in a bag.
This is plastic. I'm not going to put it in the earth. I'll find a garbage can tomorrow.
He drops it.
So you're going to sit right next to me with that doo-doo?
Dudley looks unconcerned.
Hey, come on. Didn't get any better than this. Sitting around a fire, chilling with your best friends, just relaxing and enjoying.
I'm sorry, Dudley. You gotta bury that thing. Otherwise, I'll vomit in your lap.
Each other's company.
All right. I'll hang it from a tree so the bears don't get it.
No, don't hang it in a tree.
Why not?
Because bears don't eat shit.
Bobby gets back to blowing. Woody looks to Doug.
What's up?
Did you ever wake up and wonder what happened to your life? I really had such great plans. My life and my work would be an adventure, you know? All of a sudden, I'm a suburban dentist.
Hey, look, Doug, I feel your pain, man. Look, I swore I would never return to a job where I had to wear condoms on my shoes.
You're still at the firm?
Yeah. I get yelled at by an ungrateful wife all night. The whole thing has made me...
A wimp.
I was gonna say miserable. Did you think I'm a wimp?
No, I thought you were gonna say wimp, so I just filled it in.
You're a wimp, Bobby. I'll say it. I mean, you're afraid of women. It's kind of embarrassing.
I'm afraid of women.
You're afraid to talk to women. Bobby's afraid they'll kill him in his sleep.
Wow. No, I'm really afraid of women. Well, at least one of us is living the fairy tale. Right, Woody? Plenty of money, travel all the time. You got the swimsuit model for a wife. At least one of us has got it made.
Well, one man's fairy tale is another man's nightmare. You think that the marshmallow's done, Doug?
It's blazing on a stick.
Hey, look at that. Anybody want the first marshmallow? Starting to look like Dudley's helmet.
He tosses it behind him. It hits their tent, burns a hole, and drops onto a sleeping bag.
I think I'm halfway there.
Oh, in only 1 hour.
Hey, Bobby, you sure you want to do that? You could just use one of the spare bags we got in the... There it is!
The tent's on fire.
Go get the water jug out of my bag!
Dudley chucks on the fuel and the tent becomes a ball of fire.
This is the wrong jug! Just take it!
Oh, God, this is supposed to be flame retardant. I guess it wasn't Dudley retardant.
Dudley throws on water.
My drawers are burning!
The remnants of the tent collapse. A golden sunrise. In the woods, Dudley is asleep between Doug and Woody on the inflated mattress. Bobby is on the ground beside them. Dudley has his arm round Woody, who wakes and moves his hand away. They're unaware of a highway patrol cop watching them.
What are you doing?
I'm keeping my face out of the wind.
Hey! Oh! Boy, my ass is sore.
Mine too. Oh. It's Woody's fault for riding us so hard yesterday. The human body wasn't made to straddle something that big for that long.
Well, you know, it's gonna hurt a little bit, and that's all part of the experience. That's why we didn't bring our wives.
What the
hell? Somebody want to explain to me why I'm the one in the dirt? When I got sore jaws from 3 hours of blowing...
They spot the cop.
Please. Please, for the love of God, finish your sentence.
They sit up. The muscly cop removes his shades.
Let's see, what exactly do we have here? We've got 1, 2, 3 men in a bed. Spooning?
This is not what it looks like. This is, do we have, what is it, Woody?
Camping. I'll tell you just exactly what it is there, Poindexter. It is 4 counts of indecent exposure.
two counts of lewd, lascivious behavior and one count of pure jealousy.
Huh?
How you doing?
Hey, look,
thanks for waking us up, officer. You know,
I get it. Gotta get going. That's terrific.
So five's a crowd? Is that what I'm gleaning here? Five's an uneven number. Figure it out. Now, you guys can't see it, can you? You're too close. You don't realize how lucky you are to have each other.
Dudley's in underpants.
Oh, Daddy.
He ogles Dudley.
Damn lucky.
I've always felt so.
I know what you have felt. I have too.
The cop makes to wave, then changes it to a thumbs up. Doug returns the gesture and gives a sickly smile. They stand watching the cop walk away, Dudley wearing a fixed grin and with his arm round Woody's neck.
You wearing pants?
No.
Would you please put some pants on, for God's sake?
What a nice guy.
The cop caresses a saddle.
Oh, yeah.
Then sniffs his fingers.
Woo! Anybody else gotta take a leak?
No.
Hey, guys, last stop for quite a while. I gotta pee again now.
Doug's about to disappear back into the trees, but stops on hearing bikes in the distance. They all turn and watch as a huge posse of bikers round a bend of the winding forest road. The guys at the front are on chopper bikes. The four chums stand at the roadside as the menacing stream of Harleys, ranging from choppers to trikes, fat boys to sportsters, cruises by. Dudley waves a wimpy fist of respect at the bearded, leather and denim-clad hard guys on their gleaming machines. Doug and the others watch with an expression of respectful awe. Once the last few bikers have passed, Dudley lowers his salute.
Wow. I can smell them from here. Gentlemen, that's the real deal.
The wild hogs roll along in sunshine between tree-clad cliffs. They cross a high, narrow bridge over a canyon. The next leg is a long, straight road bordered by a flat landscape of grass burnt yellow by the sun. A large insect hits Doug in the goggles. Bobby and Dudley ride up to look. One goggle is covered in the remains. A swarm of the insects hit Bobby and Dudley. Woody rides up, takes one look at Doug's slime-covered goggle and laughs. He then passes the other two and laughs at their splattered faces. A crow smashes into Woody's face. He wrenches the bird free and throws it aside, spitting out feathers as he rides along. Now in verdant, hilly countryside, the guys cross over a small bridge, then pull up on a red, earthy track by a waterfall. Dudley climbs up on a rock and looks down at the others as they swim in the pool beneath the falls.
This is awesome!
Dudley stands butt naked and spreads his arms.
Thanks for waiting for me, jerks!
Yoo-hoo!
Whoa, it's cold.
They stare at him.
What?
Why are you naked?
We're swimming. Did you guys keep your skivvies on?
Yeah, there could be snapping turtles or something in here.
I kept mine on because I didn't want it to get dark in here.
I don't know. I thought we were doing this wild and free thing.
Yeah, well. More like old and lame, isn't it? The high guy would have just ripped them right off, you know, back in the day.
But the day's today, isn't it?
This isn't necessary.
Come on.
Doug takes his off and throws them.
You see what you done started? You done got Doug out of his drawers. What the hell, you know what I mean? But everybody keep their distance. I don't want the whole size thing to ruin our friendship. Launching mine. Over your head, baby.
The guys look expectantly to Woody, who looks uneasy.
Come on.
Huh? Fine. I will get naked with my gay friends, and if any of them look at my junk, I will kill them.
Woody takes his skivvies off and throws them onto the rocks.
Gentlemen, these are the good old days.
They groan as Dudley dives, showing his backside. A family.
Oh, no.
It smells like Uncle Eddie.
Oh, hell no.
Hope you guys don't mind some company. Minivan is getting a little crowded.
You know, there's a much shallower creek for kids just up the canyon there a little bit.
No, my kids like to dive. Marky, show this guy your dive.
No!
You put your arms out like this. He does a backflip.
I don't know. Don't do that. It's not a good idea.
Oh, hello. You gentlemen like potato salad? We've got extra.
But you might want to eat that way over there. Less ants and snakes.
The kids are coming.
No. Oh, guys, you can't swim over here. Crawfish, big crawfish, they're snapping it.
Crawfish? Let me see if I can catch one.
See? He's looking for crawfish.
He's going to find a couple of them.
Where is he?
The father surfaces. He's face to face with Woody.
Marky, Cooper, Ava, let's get out of the water, find a new spot.
Why, Hugh? This is such a nice...
She sees Skivvy's...
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to do this.
Out of the water, now!
Kids, listen to your dad.
Aw, we just got
here! Get out of the damn water, now! Run, run, run! No.
Come on!
What's wrong with these people? Come on, go!
I'll bet her potato salad was really good.
Maybe we should go.
Yeah, let's go.
Why, they ain't coming back.
A naked guy.
Fellas!
Forget about them.
More room for us, huh? Come on. You like what you see? Huh?
Let's get involved.
They stand looking awkward as the blonde, tanned highway cop dives in.
That's what I'm talking about.
I saw your bikes over there and I...
They stare at him uneasily.
Chicken fights, fellas?
They seem to shuffle.
No?
Plan B.
He covers his eyes.
Marco. Follow.
Mark.
Dudley answers Marco. The cop, but then decides to follow the others out of the water.
Marco!
While the cop's covering his eyes and playing hide-and-seek in the water, the guys dress and speed off. Later, they stop by a roadside for a leak. A sign reads, Missouri, the Show Me State. The guys cruise past it. They take another leak, this time in a field. Bobby gets out of a camper van and thanks a man and woman outside it. The other guys wait on their bikes.
Thank you so much. And I left a window open, all right?
The four take to the road again in bright sunshine. The forested terrain gives way to red soil and hills dotted with sparse greenery. Dusk falls, and the guys travel with their headlights on. They pass a sign which reads, Welcome to New Mexico, Land of Enchantment. Day. A long road cuts through a desert landscape of sandy cliffs and hillsides scattered with vegetation. The friends ride on. Tumbleweed blows past a biker bar. The guys pull up by lots of other parked Harleys.
Oh, yeah. Now this is a biker bar.
I'm buying. Let's go.
Hope they have brand muffins. A little bound up.
Dudley gets off his bike and drops to the floor.
My damn leg's asleep. Oh, it's got an emblem to it, FLH emblem. That is rare, man, rare.
You see this?
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
Dudley limps.
What's wrong
with you? My legs are asleep.
After admiring the bikes outside, they enter the biker bar. All activity stops and all the bikers' eyes turn towards them.
How about this one?
Dudley points out a table. They go and sit at it.
You guys want beers?
At the bar, Dudley, in a polo shirt, talks to a muscular tattooed guy.
Oh, nice tat.
He shows his own.
Where'd you get it?
Leavenworth. You?
Meadow Hills Galleria.
More tattooed toughies surround the friend's table. One of them, an attractive guy with a stubbly beard, speaks.
I don't think I've ever seen you guys around here before. What's your...
Hey.
Wild Hogs.
Yeah.
Is that the name of your little gang?
It's not a gang. We're just friends riding from Cincinnati to the coast.
Hey, man. We in your seats?
No.
No, because we...
No,
just...
No.
We're rolling. No. I insist.
Sit.
Sit? Sit, I insist. I think I'm going to join you fellas.
Actually, we have a...
Yeah, let's join them. Make ourselves some nice new little friends.
Nice patch. Did you get your grandmother to needlepoint that for you?
Well, what's going on with you there, Cochise? What's your story?
In response, Woody removes his shades, narrows his eyes, and seems to squint at Jack, the attractive man. Doug and Bobby look puzzled.
Well, what is that supposed to be? Is he blind?
He was when he walked in here.
Hey, I'm talking to you! Can you hear me?
He can hear fine. Look, we don't want any trouble.
I do. Actually, that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
That's what you're looking forward to.
I heard it. Shut up.
Jack slaps his mate Red in the face.
Right.
Doug tries to look tough.
You looking for trouble? You gotta be careful about Bobby here. His temper's like a Roman candle.
Man, that's a damn lie. On the other hand, Woody over here, you get him mad, people get broke.
Doug makes kids cry.
What?
Yeah, you make kids cry. You made my child cry. Your kid was crying before she got to me.
Oh, yeah, but I asked you to give her a lollipop. It calms her
you
down.
You can't get
her. All right, shut up!
You know what? I think we better get out of here.
No, we'll get out of here at sundown, after we've had our beverage.
Sundown, Hoss?
What?
These are on me. You got the mocha lattes yesterday. Hey, brother.
Another wild hog.
Yep. Yep-a-rooney. That's our gang. Uh-huh. Hey, who owns that 48 panhead outside?
That's my 48.
Sweet ride.
And I'm sick of it. How about a trade there, brother?
Dudley.
I wish. I'm just on a Sportster. It's worth like half of what yours is.
A Sportster? I grew up on a Sportster. I've been wanting another Sportster!
No. It's even better than that. In the gas tank is one of my shoelaces. I dropped it in there when I was trying to get my calculator watch out.
Dudley?
Dudley.
You got a deal.
Seriously?
Dudley.
Think about it. He's not going to trade the bike.
Oh, Dudley. Dudley, I want to see what you look like on that.
You're on. Ah!
Dudley.
Yo, check this out. Does anybody else get that pre-rate filler?
I do.
Shaven-headed Red leers. Dudley gets on a bike.
Oh, this is
great.
No. This is Joker's panhead.
I thought we were talking about this one.
Your panhead is over here.
Dudley gets off.
Yeah, I was talking about it.
No. I got a better one for you.
A wreck.
It's right over here. The red one, the panhead.
Where?
Right, that's a panhead. You know where the panhead's?
That?
Yeah.
That's a pile of junk.
Yeah. That's your pile of junk.
He's joking.
You want to know the joke? The joke is suburban assholes who buy leather outfits who think they're bikers. And it's a joke that I'm damn sick of. You want to know who a real biker is? Damian Blade. He founded the Del Fuegos, and he built this bar for real bikers, not this.
Hey, we have a right to be
bikers.
You
don't have any right. Shut up. I knew you assholes the minute I laid eyes on you. Look at the four of you.
You don't know us.
You don't think I know you? Well, you're probably a podiatrist or a ear, nose, and throat specialist.
I wish.
Orthodontist.
Oh, close enough.
And you, Bobby, guaranteed you're henpecked, right? Your wife wears the pants.
You know my wife?
And you, you anal retentive wimp, guarantee you bag your own shit.
Wow, you're good. What color am I thinking of?
Shut up!
And you're the biggest poser of them all. Aren't you squinty?
Go home. Just go home. Go home. You couldn't handle this freedom anyhow. Get out of here. Go back to your safe little lives.
All right, guys, let's get our bikes. We'll get out of here.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm taking your friend's bike, and you guys are going to hit the road and go back to wherever the hell it is that you came from. Do you understand?
I'm just saying we're going to have to work something out.
All right. Let's work something out.
Bobby and Doug ride sedately along a country road. Ahead of them is Woody. Dudley is in a sidecar attached to Woody's bike. Woody pulls over and the others draw up behind him. He gets off his bike and leans on the saddle.
Hey, what's going on? Something break? What's up, man?
What's up?
This is bullshit, man. We should go back there and get Dudley's bike.
That's why we're stopping? What are you, nuts? What we're gonna do is call the police.
I gotta borrow somebody's cell phone.
Einstein had his throwers away, remember?
Hey, look, man, damn the bike. He's just gonna have to roll with that little sidecar.
Right.
Let's just get up out of here, man.
Oh, come on. The trip is over because some tattooed bullies pushed us around.
Yeah.
Woody looks to Dudley.
I go where you go.
Good, see? He's got balls.
No, I mean, my sidecar's attached to your bike. I'd rather turn back, but honestly, how far could I roll?
I'm not gonna let this happen to him. I say we go back and we get his bike.
You?
Yeah.
Well, who died and elected you Pope? This isn't about Dudley, is it? This is about you. You, all through high school. It's always been about you, and I am sick of it.
Oh, screw you, Doug. You know, it's not my fault you hate your life.
I love my life.
Let me tell you something. This trip was supposed to be about adventure, but no, you're too busy dragging your baggage around to let that happen.
Well, thank you, Dr. Freud. Look, I'm not going back to get that bike to satisfy your bruised ego. Are you guys with me? Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree.
There you go, Woody. We're not going back there with you.
Woody strides off.
Should we go after him?
Probably.
Are we going to?
Nope.
Back at the biker bar, Woody, wearing shades and do-rag, creeps round the outside of the timber-framed building. He removes his shades, then peers over a window ledge, which is just above head height. Inside, the bikers are drinking and playing pool. Woody stealthily makes his way to the end of the building and sees Dudley's bike with the key dangling from the ignition. He checks round the corner of the building, then takes a pair of pliers from the pocket of his leather motorcycle jacket. Woody crouches, creeps over to some bikes, and proceeds to cut the fuel lines. Fuel gushes out of a tank and onto the ground.
Come after us now, assholes.
He takes Dudley's bike off its side stand and wheels it away. The other three wait in the sunshine. Bobby is stretched out on his bike, soaking up the rays. Doug and Dudley are sitting on the other machines, looking gloomy. They all rise when they see Woody riding towards them and waving triumphantly.
Son of a gun.
Daddy.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Oh, man. Thank you.
How'd you do it?
Okay, they were totally pissed off. So I take a new tack. Reality. So I said to them, okay, assault us. No problem. Because we may not be real bikers, but we know real lawyers. And as soon as you touch us, we'll sue you for everything you got and everything you're gonna have. And they backed down. They totally backed down. It was awesome.
You really said that?
Yeah.
My man,
yeah.
Show me love, show me love. Hey, guess what? The trip's back on.
Back
the
on.
Trip
yeah.
Is on.
Yeah.
Woody, we're going to go back that way then?
Yeah, they don't care. You should just, you know, do it before they change their minds.
Pacific Ocean, here we come.
Woo!
They ride off, leaving the battered sidecar behind. In the biker bar, Jack's playing pool. He looks up and gapes. A cigarette dangles from the corner of Jack's mouth as he rushes outside with his numerous pals. They stand and stare as the four city slickers ride past. Doug gives them a smug wave, Bobby waggles his head cockily, and Dudley gives them a cheery toot and a wave. Woody rides by and gives them a long and clear view of his middle finger.
Those assholes got balls.
Then I'm gonna put them in my mouth. Chew on! You gotta put what in your mouth?
Jack whacks red.
Come on, Doug Wiggles, and smoke those hogs! Come on, go!
Their bikes conk out within yards. Jack looks down at the trail of gasoline from his bike, and his fag drops in it when he speaks.
What the? Oh, shit! Fire! Fire!
All the gasoline trails burst into flame and speed through the bikes towards the bar. The whole bar goes up in a massive ball of flames, and the bikers try to shield themselves from the falling debris. Woody checks his mirror.
Oh, shit!
He sees the fire.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
He screeches into a gas station where the others are.
Let's go!
What's your rush? My pulse are still vibrating.
It's the open road, man. It's riding free. That's the rush. This isn't freedom. This is a gas station built by the man. A prison for our souls.
My soul needs something to drink.
I need gas.
We'll get gas at the next station. Come on, wild hogs. Let's go.
Did I miss the espresso stop?
Ooh, he's moving.
Dudley re-hooks the fuel nozzle, and they all set off after Woody. After they leave, a truck pulls away to reveal a sign which reads, "Last gas for 200 miles." A scorpion scuttles along a sun-baked desert road where the chums struggle to push their bikes up a hill.
Woody, you're an asshole.
They should have had a sign that said last gas, X amount of miles.
Dudley looks back nervously at a vulture walking behind him.
I need something to drink. I'm thirsty. I also I'ma die. You know, I keep saving my spit, so it's like a drink of water. It just keeps tasting like my spit. They say you could get something to drink out of cactus, right? Where the cactuses? We're in a desert that don't have no damn cactuses.
Yeah. Actually, I think when it's plural, it's cacti.
I'm killing him.
You're gonna kill him?
Hey, we're all thinking it, okay? We're gonna need the nourishment. He'll put up the least struggle. Move out of the way.
You love Dudley. It's the sun. It's making us all crazy.
You're right, man. My bad, Dud. You know, I don't know what came over me.
Dehydration. Your blood's thickening, so your heart's working harder to pump it through your arteries. Less gets to your head. Our bodies are literally trying to drink themselves.
All right, I'm killing him.
Guys, wait a minute. Look, I got a sign up here. Look. Curve of the road. Read it.
Madrid? Spain?
No, it's Madrid. That's what the locals say. I Googled it.
Gonna be water, food, and gas. We're gonna live. We gonna live. We gonna live, baby.
They push their bikes into town.
It's closed. Man. It's closed. But the diner up here. The diner's open. Come on.
They burst in.
Give me a drink, quick. We need water. Quick. Charles.
Bobby and Woody struggle for possession of a drinks dispenser on the flex. They direct jets of liquid into their mouths. Doug nicks a jug of beer from an old guy and snarls. Doug drinks deeply. Two women, Maggie and Selma, watch.
They were just here 3 weeks ago and they're already getting violent. It's okay. I got it.
Doug belches. Owner Maggie smiles.
Do you gentlemen like a seat?
Is our booth open?
A family runs out.
What?
Bobby's not impressed.
A nice town.
Dudley, in flying helmet, gawps at Maggie and approaches her.
So,
He puts down a jug of water he's holding, takes off his flying helmet, then, looking awkward, hurries over to the others at a table.
She was perfect. You like the waitress?
Oh, man. I wanted to say something funny to her, but all I could think of was black jokes.
Like which ones?
I forget.
Why don't you tell the one that ends with you getting your ass whooped?
Would that be funny?
I'll be laughing. Or I'll be cracking up.
That's the law.
A middle-aged sheriff in shades and a Stetson ambles up to their table.
You boys here for the chili festival?
You have a problem? You look like you just saw something explode or something. We're just passing through, man.
The people around here don't want any more trouble. And me, I got no problem with you Del Fuegos as long as you boys could stay sober.
No. We're not associated with those assholes.
You're not?
No.
For real?
Yeah.
He removes his shades.
Folks, they're not Del Fuegos.
Are the Del Fuegos a problem around here?
Only if you expect them to pay for a meal they just ate or a beer they just drank.
Well, you won't have any problems with us.
No.
Then welcome to Madrid.
Excuse me, Sheriff? The Del Fuegos?
Yeah.
Okay, now how often might they come through this town?
Well, once every few months.
Oh?
Yeah.
And the gas station, now when would that be open?
That's closed on Sunday, so tomorrow morning. But you know, maybe you should seriously consider spending the night. Because we're having the world's hottest chili contest. The chili festival is not something you want to miss. Last year, somebody's throat actually started to bleed.
Oh, damn! Somebody's throat started to bleed?
Yeah, it changed their life. It's great. Think about it.
We gotta get out of this town, man. This town's a drag. We gotta move on. We gotta find a way out.
Buddy, chill out, man. We finally get a chance to relax.
Yeah, and being able to use the bathroom, that might be a good idea.
And I can empty my poop bag.
And you gonna reuse the bag?
Woody, remember the theme of this trip? Whatever, remember? Whatever.
Okay, fine. Fine. We'll stay the night, and then we'll get gas in the morning, okay?
Calm down. I just don't understand what your rush is.
Not in a rush. Man, I just want to ride, man. I just want to ride. You know, ride, Sally, ride. You are so weird. Yeah, so you say the weirdest things, man. You're just like, you're digging the roots, buying real estate and shit. Yeah, why don't you just... What? What?
The others study him with a strangely uncertain look. The Del Fuegos are gathered by their burnt-out bar.
Everybody here! Come on.
Jack lays a map on top of an oil drum.
All right. We're here, right? They could be in any of these towns by now, right around here. Right? But we're gonna find them. We're gonna get them.
I don't know, Jack. By my calculations, I'm thinking, you know, if they're 4 hours ahead of us...
Shut up! Anybody else want to tell me how hard this is going to be? Huh? Any other naysayers? Good. I want you to break up into two-man teams. You call me when you find them.
At the festival, stalls are festooned with chilies. A tubby camp guy in a Stetson sings.
I'm just a bachelor. I'm looking for a partner. Someone who knows how to ride without even falling off. Gotta be compatible. Takes me to my limits. Girl, when I break you off.
Oh, snap. A softball pitch. I gotta win something for my girls.
Wait a minute, you think you're good at this?
Oh, I know I'm good at this. Hey, on my little league team, they used to call me Bullseye Bobby.
Yeah.
Because I had pinpoint control.
Right.
144 innings and never walked a single batter, baby. Watch me work, baby. Here you go.
How you doing?
All right, good luck.
All right, Bullseye Bobby, folks.
Bobby shakes his head around jokily.
Bullseye Bobby, baby.
He misses.
Well, that's probably been, what, 28 years, Bullseye?
Dudley's strolling around the fair and catches sight of pretty brunette Maggie, who's manning a food stall.
Hey.
She smiles.
Hi. So,
excuse me?
Never mind.
So you like chili?
Oh, yeah. Not the hot stuff. But you put a nice mild turkey chili in front of me? Oh, yeah. I'm gonna eat it.
Well, that's too bad, because I wanted you to try mine, but it's pretty hot.
No, I'll try it. I like your kind of hot. In your chili. The chili hot. Food hot. That's the kind of hot I want to kiss. Eat.
Okay, you sure you can handle it?
Handle it? I'm a biker.
What's you call him?
Bullseye Bobby!
Bullseye Bobby, baby!
Yeah, bullseye.
Yep.
Bobby throws the ball, which rebounds and smacks Doug in the crutch. He's doubled up.
Guess that counts as a walk.
I'm gonna sit.
I know you like me.
I know you like me.
I know you do.
Dudley spoons Maggie's chili into his mouth.
Mmm. Smooth. Tasty. Ooh. Spice.
It gets a little hotter as it sits in your throat there. You okay?
He nods wildly.
You want some of this to cool you down?
He refuses the bread she offers.
Don't worry, your throat won't actually bleed.
He indicates leaving.
I understand.
He forces a jaunty wave, then runs off.
Mother of God, I swallowed hot lava!
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was
Doug, Bobby, and Woody
like
at a table.
144 innings, you never hit anybody in the crotch like that.
Not on purpose, man. No.
All right, you all right? Yeah, it's good fastball.
Hey, I'd like you boys to meet my deputies, Earl and Buck Duple.
How are you, Earl?
I'm Earl, he's Buck.
Earl Buck.
Now, just remember, brother with the word ear in his name has got both on his head. See, I can only say that because I'm on his right side, which, as you can see, is mostly blown off.
You say something, Earl?
No, I did not.
Needless to say, we don't carry firearms anymore. I mean, sometimes you pull them out, you think they're not loaded, and then sometimes...
They blow your deputy's ear off.
Yeah.
The sheriff nods matter-of-factly.
So what brings you boys on this trip anyway?
Well, firstly, we had to get away, okay? And secondly, you know, you just never know how many more summers you've got left, do you?
Wow. That's deep. I just came on this trip, you know, hoping to reclaim the old Doug, you know?
You know, I know exactly what you mean. You know, you can never let life get too stagnant or too safe. Every now and then you gotta do what we folks around here like to call slap the bull.
What's slapping the bull?
That's just a little game we play to make sure your life is not controlled by fear.
Yeah, I wanna do that.
Oh, come on, guys, we're exhausted. I think we should just put the bikes in back of the hotel in a shed with the doors closed, perhaps, and then play Scrabble in the room with the shades down.
Look, Aunt B, maybe we wanna do something else here in Mayberry. Hey, Bobby, how about a little bull slap?
It sounds like something I could win at.
Yeah.
I'll take a little bull slap.
Yeah, look, bull slap for everybody. Come on. Line them up. Let's have a little bull slap.
We'll do it.
Round a cattle pen.
So literally, we're going to slap a bull.
Yep. Right on the ass.
And then you're going to want to hightail it out of there.
Why?
Because he can kill you.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Hey, man, I thought this was a drinking game.
Yeah, you know, yeah, a lot of animals I would slap. But, chicken. I'd slap a chicken or a goat, maybe. A ferret I'd slap, you know. But I'm not gonna slap a bull.
Oh, come on, Doug. It's your idea. Get in there.
I didn't know we had to slap something. Look at the nuts on that thing.
Come on.
It's not safe, Woody.
Oh, it's not safe. You know what? You snooze, you lose. I'm going.
You getting ready to do that?
Yep.
Oh!
Jackass. Go ahead, Woody. Hope you're wearing a cup.
Right on the head.
He looks confident.
Easy.
Woody in shades and do-rag stalks across the pen and up behind the lone bull. Doug taps edgily. Woody slaps the bull. He runs back to the fence and climbs over it.
Just slapped a big fat bull on the ass. That was awesome. Who's next?
Doug? Doug?
Yeah, no, that'd be you.
Come on, Doug, do it.
You know, that's really an...
Doug, go.
Come on, man.
Handle your business.
It was easy.
I'm not gonna...
Yeah, come on, it's fun.
Doug wipes his brow.
Old days, Doug, old days.
All right, I'm gonna slap that ball. That's my Doug.
There he goes.
Just slap it right there in the rear end, huh?
Right on the hind haunches.
Doug approaches the bull.
You know, this is so good for Doug.
Actually, it's good for all of us.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, thanks for bringing us here, man.
Sure. Glad we could help.
Yeah, and we never seen it done twice in a row. It'll be interesting to see how the bull takes being slapped now that he's alert.
Mm-hmm.
Alert?
Doug slaps the bull and it charges after him.
Go.
The bull flings Doug in the air. Woody jumps in the pen to help him. Bobby jumps in to divert the bull. The bull's horns are only inches from Bobby's backside as he runs.
Come on, what's this bullet want? Come on, bullet! You don't want to use mockery! That never works! Come on, just jump him!
Woody, maybe you're just trying to reason with
him. He's coming back for more, McGab!
He's more afraid of you than you are of him!
The doobles cheer wildly as the sheriff, Charlie, opens the pen gate and the guys run out. The bull stops charging when the gate is closed. Bobby turns to the brooding beast.
Yeah, man, this is living!
Yeah, we slapped a bull in the ass!
Yes, sir!
Yeah!
The bull unhitches the gate with a horn as they walk away. Bobby's last in line.
I'm shaking and baking, just like the NFL, baby! You know what I'm saying? I delivered it right to the end zone!
The bull tosses Bobby sky high. Night at the fair. The Ferris wheel spins. The singer is still on stage. Doug, Woody, and Bobby sit drinking beer.
When I get home, babe, gonna light your fire. All day I've been thinking about you, babe. You're my one desire.
He threw Bobby 10 feet in the air. It was awful.
Hey, man, that damn bull kept following me around. You think it was my cologne?
What are you wearing, rodeo clown?
Oh, so now you got jokes, is it?
Hey, Woody, you know, I apologize for saying you had ego issues earlier today, all right?
I'm sorry I called you a pussy.
You didn't call me a pussy.
No, not to your face, but that's what I was thinking.
Okay. With that, let me just say how much fun this trip turned out to be.
But we're so close this time, so close.
What's the matter, what? Dudley?
The waitress. I think she likes me.
Good.
No, it's not good. She told me to meet her on the dance floor.
So? Go dance.
I can't go on the dance floor. You know what I look like. The music moves me, but it moves me ugly.
Do the sprinkler thing you did at my
wedding.
Yeah,
the sprinkler.
No, I can't do the sprinkler. I need to...
Dudley fixes Woody with a look.
No.
Yes.
I said no. Why don't we keep it simple? Why don't we just, we'll do the Lindy. All right. I'll be the guy, you be the girl. There we go. And it's just, remember?
You're
it's
right.
One and two, three and four. And whoa. Turn her around.
Okay,
start
do it
over
two
here.
Times and then...
Okay, whatever you want.
I'll be the guy.
You the guy, okay. I'll be the girl.
Ready?
And one and two,
holding each other, they move back and forth. Then Dudley spins Woody and hugs him to him.
Turn me around.
Oh, yeah, now we're joking.
Oh, okay, that's enough. No, that's a good lesson.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's enough.
That's just a pocket knife.
They spy Maggie.
There she is. You ready? Go.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
You're ready. Come on, go.
The bright lights of the fair twinkle as Dudley braces himself and strides towards Maggie. He taps her on the shoulder confidently and she turns. Wearing horn-rimmed specs on a cord, Dudley ceremonially takes each spectacle arm between a thumb and forefinger and pulls the specs apart. He then places them on his chest and they're immediately reassembled. Smiling, he reaches out his hands to take Maggie's and gives her a wink. She beams and winks back. They jive expertly. Woody yells with glee as he watches Dudley fling and spin Maggie around.
Check it out.
Bobby and Doug, who's holding the toy elephant, watch with Woody. Dudley flings Maggie away from him and loses his grip on her hands. She bowls over another dancing couple and careers into a stall. Dudley puts his hands on top of his head.
He's panicking.
Dudley starts to do the sprinkler dance and mimics the actions of a lawn sprinkler. Maggie, back on her feet, beams and dances with him. Red and bearded mate Murdoch pull up amongst the stalls. They get off their bikes and watch Maggie and Dudley bouncing around together cheek to cheek. Burly Murdoch grabs a passing guy by the neck and nicks the cell phone the guy's using.
Hey, that's my phone!
The minute's just expired.
Jack's handed a cell phone.
It's Murdoch.
Tell me you found them.
We did.
He shoves Red.
They're in Madrid.
Ah! Good. I like Madrid. The ground is soft enough to bury them in.
You want us to smack them around a little?
No. Listen to me. You just make sure they stay there, okay? But do not touch them. They're mine. I want to feel their bones break under my fist.
Sounds like a good beating, Jack. We'll leave them for you then.
Anyone else want some wild hog for breakfast?
Yeah! At the fair, Murdoch sips beer and spits it out.
You expect me to pay for this piss-warm beer? Here, you can have it back.
He pours it over a little man's head and shoves him towards Red, who grabs the guy.
If we drank piss, we'd drink it cold!
Murdoch looks puzzled.
What?
Doug spots them.
Wait, guys.
We don't drink piss!
The chums look on as the little guy is thrown down.
Hey, Woody, maybe it's time to give these guys another one of your famous talks.
We just avoid them, guys, okay? I've handled this legally. We should just go.
You know what? I'm talking to these assholes this time, Woody.
No, Bobby,
you shouldn't have
that.
To do it twice.
No.
You took care of them the last time, and I just sat there. This time, you know what? They won't see Ray's. No, watch. No, Bobby.
He strides over with his drink.
Oh, you boys got a hell of a lot of trouble coming. You know that, right? I'm gonna tell you again, like my friend told your stupid-ass, cracker-ass, inbred buddies.
Did he just say cracker?
Cracker-ass.
Oh, perfect.
You touch us, and we'll sue your ass so hard, you'll be taken out a loan just to piss. Now, if that ain't clear enough for you, maybe this is. Splash, huh? Got him? Did I get him out? Splash! Let me get you on top of that.
Well, you crossed a little line right there.
Red restrains Murdoch.
Jack will kill us if we touch him.
Yeah, break some of that up. Got a little treat for you.
He sprays them with mustard and ketchup.
Can you hear that?
Bobby sprays more vigorously.
That's not a discussion, is it?
No, that's a lawsuit.
Oh, like that.
Red and Murdoch don't react as Bobby covers them in goo.
That's gonna stain.
You boys look like you belong on a couple of hot dogs. Now, if there's any other Del Fuegos
that need that message repeated, you tell them that the wild hogs...
The hogs wave. Red and Murdoch look furious.
But right here in Madrid, baby. Ready to explain it again. You got that? I said you got that!
Mother of mercy!
Bobby knees Murdoch in the nuts. Red turns his crotch away.
He don't want it. He don't want it. I'm hungry.
Dudley brings bottles from the bar.
Wild Hogs, I gotta tell you, you don't know how many broken windows you guys saved this town.
Sheriff, it's the least we can do for our new friends here in Madrid. Right, Bobby?
Wild Hogs!
Wild Hogs!
That's some good work you did there, Bobby.
Hey, thank you, Sheriff. And look, you know, if you need something done, just come to me. You know what I mean? Because I will beat shit down. Let's say them peanuts are bothering you. Huh? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. What the sheriff tell you? What the town people tell you? What the...
He squeezes peanuts.
You know what I mean? Ain't got no problem with it, Sheriff. Ain't got, got no problem with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
Right. Right, Woody?
Huh?
You all right?
Woody forces a broad grin. Doug checks his watch.
I'm gonna call Kelly. Remind her just what kind of stud she married.
Ah, yeah. You do that.
Doug goes. Woody cries.
Hey, Bobby. Next time, I handle those bozos, hey? The Wrath of Dudley. Wild Hogs!
He spots Maggie beaming at him. Doug's on the phone.
In New Mexico, we actually slapped the bull. Slapped it right on the ass.
Doug, you have no idea how turned on I am right now, but please, just be careful.
Yeah, we're like celebrities here, where Bobby is.
Man, I crush some cashews.
Macadamia nut.
Oh, macadamia nut, I kick it out the park.
Hey, and guess who dropped by to say hello? Karen. Yeah, I think she's feeling a little lonely.
Who's that?
Oh, it's Doug. He says they're all having a great time on the road trip.
Kelly, don't tell her about the...
Road trip!
Outside the diner.
Hey, Dolly, don't you want to come inside?
I'm fine. I'm just gonna sit out here for a little while, I think.
Okay. You okay?
I'm fine. I'm...
She sits beside him and taps her feet together.
No, the truth is I'm not okay. The truth is I like you a lot, Maggie.
She smiles and slaps his arm matily.
I'm liking you a lot, too.
See, that's what I was afraid of. That you would like me without knowing, without me telling you.
They both avert their eyes and stare into the night.
I'm not a cool biker, Maggie. I'm not a cool anything. I'm a computer programmer. I'm just a geek. I'm sorry if you thought I was somebody that I'm not.
Maggie begins to smile and flings one leg over the rail of the fence they're sitting on. She looks down and ponders.
You're not a geek.
He nods to confirm his opinion.
You're a lot of fun.
He stares down glumly.
And you're really honest.
Dudley turns and looks at her.
You're really sweet.
Maggie fixes him with her gentle brown eyes.
You're the kind of guy that's hard to find.
They gaze at each other. Then Dudley moves in to kiss her. But nearly falls off the fence rail.
Try again, one more time.
She wraps her arms round his neck, and they kiss.
All right, Bobby, all gassed up.
It's the next day.
Woo! All gassed up, baby.
All right, let's get Dudley, let's go.
Clyde, what's up, baby? But you know no good. All right, okay, man.
Wait a minute. We're going to high altitudes. I think we should check our tire pressure. Oh, no, little buddy. We got to ride. We got to get going, okay? We got new experiences and new locations, right?
We can't leave, man. I'm like the mayor of this town. My people need me.
I said we're leaving.
Dudley and Maggie.
Hey, guys. We decided we want to have breakfast here.
Kevin, hey, cowboy, let's saddle up, okay? You're burning daylight. Let's go!
You got a problem with hanging around this town a few more minutes?
Do I look like I have a problem? Do I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, there you go again, saying the weirdest shit.
The Del Fuegos ride into town. Woody removes his shades, and his jaw drops.
Del Fuegos, hide the bikes, quick!
Why?
Just do it, trust me!
What's wrong? Why are we hiding?
The Wild Hogs dive behind bushes with their bikes. Slender Maggie in a cowgirl outfit puts an arm in front of her face to shield herself from the dust as the Del Fuegos stream past her.
Oh, hey, God!
Why are we hiding?
You took care of this already, didn't you, Woody?
Not like you think, okay?
Well, what is it that I think?
You didn't really talk to them, okay?
You serious?
You said something was wrong.
Dudley, you're like, usually like, I'm all stupid, you know.
It's just not Dudley's fault.
And you give me a piece of junk and I'm happy. And you guys are all, you know, I'm scared. Let's get out of here.
No, it's
whatever.
Our fault.
You know, the Dufuegos are all like, you're nothing, you know. We're real bikers.
This isn't about us. What did you do to them?
What did you do, Woody?
He mimics cutting. Doug stops him.
I cut the gas lines of their bikes. And then I...
What?
Maybe blew up their bar.
Oh, perfect.
We're dead.
Oh, no, come on. Wait a minute. That means they're just here to kill us.
Hordes of Del Fuegos pull up. Murdoch.
No sign of them, Jack.
Wild Hogs! Come out, wherever you are!
I finally meet a girl, and now I'm gonna die.
So all the mustard and the ketchup didn't help the situation, huh?
You don't wanna come out? We'll wait! There's only one road out of this town! We own it! Me and my boys will be in this lovely little diner here! Get out of here!
Yes, sir.
The longer you keep us waiting, the worse it's gonna get for the peaceful town of Madrid!
Jack chucks a chair.
Jack!
The sheriff.
I'm going to ask you not to.
What'd you say, you little turd?
What'd he say?
He called him a turd.
Jack turns his back on the sheriff and the Doobles.
Let's go!
Enjoy.
Okay, I made a mistake.
Woody, we could have just went home, man, and been fine.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I don't have a home. Claudia left me. 3 months ago, she left. And then I fell apart, lost my clients, and then I lost my job. And I got to sell the house, and I got to sell the car. Can't even get the lawn raked, you know? And now I just got the bike, and I got you guys. That's all I got.
So this trip is all about you running away from your miserable, screwed-up life? And you screw up our lives? Asshole!
I'm sorry about your situation, Woody, but you're a lying asshole, which is like an asshole's asshole.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought that maybe being a Wild Hog meant something, but clearly it doesn't. You don't care about me, and that's fine. I don't care.
It doesn't mean anything, Woody. Remember, it's just a patch my wife made.
I think we should go somewhere to yell at each other where there aren't people trying to kill us.
Dudley, Doug, Bobby, and the sheriff peer out onto the street from behind a net curtain.
Hey, Maggie.
She's pacing and turns to them.
Thanks for letting us hide out in your house.
Yeah, thanks.
It's kind of hard not to when you're screaming and kicking down the door.
Hey. You okay?
Yeah. Diner's the only thing I have if that gets destroyed. But you're safe. You guys are safe.
Now just stay put. Nobody has to go out there and be a hero.
You got that right.
You guys aren't going out there?
You're the sheriff. Why don't you go out there?
Like sheriff of a town of 500 people, I got my qualification from a course on the internet. For arms training, they just told us to play Doom.
I say we just wait it out, they'll lose interest, and they'll go.
Yeah, I agree. Wait it out. Hey, where's Dudley?
Outside, Dudley, wearing leathers and flying helmet with the straps undone, spins a tire iron, then turns and walks towards the diner.
Oh, Dudley, don't do that.
Woody watches from behind a tree. Dudley pulls the diner's glass door open.
All right, you don't play.
It springs back and closes on him again. He tries once more, strides in and whips off his helmet.
Hey!
Let's end this. At least one of you came out to face the music. Very brave, but stupid.
I didn't come to face any music. I came here to stop you fellas from hurting this diner, which the love of my life just happens to own. So if it's gotta get ugly, I'll give you ugly.
He wields the tire iron. It slips from his hand and smashes the door. Dudley shuffles awkwardly.
Slipped out of my glove. Hey, is it okay if I tell people you guys did that?
I should be getting back. It's late. The guys are going to be worrying.
They grab him.
Guys.
No.
You don't get to hide out in here with us. You get to hide out outside with those crazy people that want to kill us.
They got Dudley. Look out the window.
All right, this is what's gonna happen, Wild Hogs! You're gonna pay a disobedience fee of $10,000 plus another $40,000 to rebuild the bar!
And if you want to see your friend alive again, do not call the cops!
If you're not here in a half an hour to settle this, I'm gonna take the fine out on your friend's legs! I'm gonna break them with this tire iron!
Don't bring the money! I'm a computer programmer! I don't need my legs!
Fine! I'll break his hands!
Damn it.
Bring the money! Yeah. Definitely! Yeah. Definitely bring
Get
money!
Get out of here!
Now! We need money!
Maggie sobs into a hanky.
Dudley went there to save the diner, now they're gonna break his hands.
No, they're not. Because we're gonna get him back.
I'm calling the highway patrol. They're gonna be here in 2 hours.
Hey, man, they said no cops. Else they gonna take it out on Dudley.
We don't wanna piss him off until we get him out of their hands.
Well, you know, he's not exactly in their hands now, okay?
Why not? He was sitting right.
What the?
Get me down! Why? You look good up there! You look like a pinata with red hair! I think I'm gonna keep you up there till your buddies come. And then if they don't, I'm gonna bust you open and we're gonna see what falls out.
Arms bound to his sides with tape, Dudley hangs from a rope.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go get them.
And you go talking crazy again. They will kill you.
No, I'm not talking crazy. I have 3 people left in my life that I care about. And I let you guys down. No, I'd rather go out there and make it go right. Die doing it and be the asshole that screwed everything up.
Hey, Woody, where are you going?
Everyone exchanges tense looks. Woody hurries down Maggie's porch steps.
Woody!
Bobby and Doug follow.
Don't you know hogs running packs, baby?
Woody eyes them with a smile.
Still wild hogs?
Wild hog. Wow. All right, here's how it's gotta go. I gotta get up to 30 miles an hour in that short distance. It's only duct tape holding that rope on there. I'll get him by the trunk, and I'll grab him, and I'll save Dudley.
You'll need a distraction.
Together, guys. Together we can do this. I'm ready.
What?
So, it's gonna sound kind of stupid.
What?
Before I go, I need one of you to yell, "It's the golden night." You know, it helps you get in the mood.
Yeah, baby!
That's motivating.
He's back! It's a golden night.
With gusto, though.
Dudley's suspended from a sign over the middle of the road. Del Fuego's spot the wild hogs lined up on the road on their Harleys.
Now!
Holy crap, it's a golden night!
Woody and Bobby ride off. Doug braces himself. Doug tails the other two.
Clear them out, boys! Clear them out!
Del Fuego!
Dudley dangles. Del Fuego's on foot leap out of the way of the wild hogs.
Okay, guys, slow down. You're gonna...
Doug grabs for Dudley, but the rope doesn't break and he's left hanging on to his chum. They swing to and fro. The bike carries on, then falls over.
That was amazing. The tape was supposed to break.
They drop to the ground.
There it goes.
Is there a problem?
The hogs are herded.
You burned down Damien's bar. You pulled this little circus act out here. Now you're going to see what it's like when you mess with us.
That's right.
Burn down the diner.
Look, we can come up with the money. I got a little bit in my savings.
I did it. I cut the fuel lines. Let me deal with it. Let these guys go.
No, we're not going to pay any money, and we're not calling the cops.
Jack blinks surprise.
We're going to stand here and fight.
Doug walks up to Jack.
You don't want our money. What do you need money for? You're free. You know, you're just here to get what you get from the townspeople all the time. Fear, because you're scary people. People will do anything to stay safe, including give up the biggest part of their lives, their adventure. I say, let's have a little adventure, huh? Let's fight. Let's dance, huh?
Let's do it.
Enough's enough. Let's kick some Del Taco ass.
Wait. I hear you guys have a knife or scissors? A nail clipper.
All right, so how do we do this? Like high school? A little circle, huh? Oh.
Murdoch Red Tiny, 4-on-4. Oh!
Body or face, pretty boy?
Not the face.
Oh!
MODOK whacks Woody in the face. Duck punches Jack, who hurls him into a fence which collapses. Dudley faces Lofty Red, and Bobby, a small Oriental man.
I'll take him.
Thank you.
They swap opponents. The Oriental does a crazed martial arts display.
Trade that, guy. It's not really fair. You know, I'm kind of tied up.
Dudley's still bound. Red lunges at him.
You want to see a hook off the jab? Huh? Bring it!
The Oriental decks Bobby with a flying kick. Woody whacks Murdoch in the crotch.
Let's have a little fun, baby. Let's play. Golden glove, baby!
Red smashes Dudley's helmet with his fist and winces.
Ow! Ow!
You hit my helmet. Are you okay, man? Did you hurt your hand?
That actually really hurt.
Red knocks him flying. Woody gets whacked, and Jack throws Doug off. Red lifts Dudley and throws him at a diner window.
No! Throw sand!
What?
Throw sand!
Yeah. Doug throws a hand of sand from a pot.
I don't mean to aim there!
At Jack's crotch. Red's triumphant. Dudley whacks Red from behind with a pan, then someone whacks Dudley. Bobby accidentally decks Woody.
Dang! I'd have knocked out my boy! Right?
He drags a groggy Woody up. A guy smacks Woody, then Bobby. Murdoch holds Doug while Jack punches him.
That was easy.
All the hogs have been decked, but are struggling up.
Burn down the diner! Yeah! Come on! Oh, good, you want some more?
I got nothing to lose. I got no wife, no job, no house. I got my friends, though. I got them till the end.
Jack decks him.
That's great!
You know what's so stupid about this? We wanted to be like you guys. You know, because what I see here is just a bunch of grown men whose biggest decision in life is sleeveless or sleeveless. Do I shit behind the rocker over there by that bush? Grown men, this is pathetic. You go ahead and kick our ass, okay? Because we're not the posers. You guys are the posers.
Ow! Jack decks Doug as well.
Hey, do yourselves a favor. And stay down!
25 years of being yelled at? Man, I ain't taking this.
Bobby's eyes cross as he falls.
And I got a girlfriend. Punch that out of me, bitches!
They do. The wild hogs are sprawled on the ground, but eventually manage to sit up. Woody.
Are we doing this?
Looking battered and shattered, they nod to each other.
Let's do it.
Come on.
They heave each other up. Dudley's arms are still bound to his sides.
Come on.
They stagger around and raise their fists. Dudley's binding has moved up, freeing his arms slightly. He clicks his specs together and puts them back on.
You're kidding me, right?
Yeah.
Woody doubles up.
What's wrong with you guys?
Doug pulls Woody up.
Hey, you want to keep going?
I don't think so. You're done, Jack.
You Del Fuegos!
You are done! And we want you out of our town now.
And who's we?
All of us.
Maggie and the townspeople armed with various implements.
If four people could stand up to a gang of bikers, I guess we can too.
But we'll fight you and the children of the corn too. Cause the Del Fuegos don't back down. This is our highway. And we're gonna defend our highway.
Wrong, Jack.
An elderly guy in a do-rag.
It's my highway.
Played.
He wears shades.
Hi, Maggie.
And full leather gear.
Bar burned down.
Yeah. These posers, these four posers right here.
Four guys stand off. 50 bikers. And they're the posers.
Yeah, they burnt down the bar that you built.
It was a shithole. I insured it for twice what it was worth. You guys did me a favor.
We were just following the code that you wrote.
Why do you think I don't wear the colors, Jack? Why do you think I ride alone? You don't know about it anymore. But I think you all ought to get back on your bikes and go out and ride in the highway until you remember what riding's all about.
Let it go, Jack.
Jack stares at the wild hogs, then turns away. He glances at long-haired Blade, looks shamefaced, and stops to pat Blade as he passes by him.
Okay, Pop.
Blade smiles affectionately.
takes after his mom.
The townsfolk line the road and wave their various cudgels as the Del Fuegos ride off. The sheriff to the Doobles.
Man, that was like level 12 of Doom.
Blade.
The Posers. What do you guys call yourselves?
I'm Bob.
Doug.
No.
You all ride together?
Yeah.
What do you call
it? Wild hogs.
Wild hogs. Well, wild hogs, ride hard or stay home.
Yeah.
Poor guys, lose the watches.
He walks away.
Freedom, baby.
We did it, baby.
We did it all day.
Hey, all day.
Hey. The wild hogs, the side of the table.
Blade rides out of Madrid. The townspeople flock round the wild hogs. Dudley and Maggie stand kissing passionately.
What the hell?
What in the world is going on around here?
Kelly and Karen.
Plumbing conference? Have you lost your mind? Shut up, Doug. Bobby, who are these people and where are we at?
Well, obviously I'm not at a plumbing conference in Cleveland, baby.
Oh, really?
Baby, I've been fighting bikers all day. This little Chinese dude bust my nose. I've been slapping bulls.
Bobby, I don't give a damn about you fighting no bulls. Now, I want you to get your ass in that van because we are going home. I cannot believe that you would deceive me
Karen.
Like this. No,
Karen.
Bobby, I want...
Karen! Slow your roll. Look, baby, I love you, okay? But I'm tired of being talked at.
I don't talk at you, Bobby.
Karen,
Bobby,
look what you're doing now. Come on, you feel me?
Baby, all right, I feel you.
Right now, I just need you to show me some love.
Just a little bit of love.
She pouts sulkily for a kiss. He smacks his lips.
That's scrumptious.
You seriously got in a fight with bikers?
Yeah, a whole bunch of them. We chased them out of town. There was 50 of them. It was something.
I gotta tell the guys about this. It's awesome. I'll be right back. Dad, are you sure you're okay?
Oh, your ribs.
No, you're
standing on my foot.
Oh, sorry.
So I'll see you when I get back.
Mm-hmm. Bobby and Karen kiss.
I love you too, baby.
All
right.
Bobby puts on his shades as he swaggers away. He calls out to Dudley and Maggie, who are kissing.
Get a room, baby.
Can we? Do we have time?
When are you coming back through?
A biker never knows. Maybe a week. Maybe a month.
He checks his watch.
6 days, 10 hours, 27 minutes, give or take 6 minutes for wind resistance.
They embrace urgently, the sheriff to all the wild hogs.
Well, I sure do wish you guys would stick around.
We got some ride to do, Sheriff, but thanks anyway.
Well, I'll just say it. You fellas were a blessing to this place. I mean, I'm not gonna get all emotional like old Hamburger Head over here always.
Earl sees he's not on Buck's deaf side.
What did you just call me? See, when we walked up, you were on my...
You son of a bitch!
Come on, Buck, I swear, that's the first time!
I don't want to hear it.
Well, honestly, you can.
Ready to ride, guys? Ready to ride, baby. Let's see what the West Coast has to offer. Think there'll be any trouble along the way?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, I like the way you think.
The townsfolk wave them off. Dudley is so busy looking back at Maggie, he crashes into a straw-built store of watermelons. He clambers out of the wreckage.
I'm okay! I just hurt my face!
The wild hogs cruise along a sun-baked road which bisects a desert plain dotted with shrubs. Hills fringe the horizon. The hogs travel through a tunnel which leads out onto a sunny coast road with palm trees. The friends speed down an ocean road which is bordered by the glistening Pacific on one side and steep rocks on the other. Bronzed babes in skimpy bikinis sashay along a seafront which is lined with palm trees. The bikers pass two blondes who give a sultry smile. Dudley ogles them.
Wow! And we did it! You believe it?
A trio of foxy ladies get the wild hog's attention.
Hello! Oh!
Dudley's so distracted he veers off onto the pedestrian area. People scatter. He steadies the bike.
Sorry!
To his mates.
2,000 miles, and I finally got it! Back there, rookie!
Dudley checks out a few more babes.
A lot of distractions! California, baby!
Distracted, the three hogs' heads smack into a huge surfboard which is across their path. Dudley laughs to himself. While the credits roll, an inset panel shows Extreme Makeover, Home Edition.
Welcome back to Extreme Makeover, Home Edition. Now, we've met some incredible families, but this could be the saddest story we've ever seen. This family has lost everything. They've lost their home, lost their history, they've lost their heritage. But this week, we've done something about that. So let's welcome back the Del Fuego family!
The crowd wave pink balloons. The miserable-looking Jack stands with Murdoch and Red.
Jack, 2 months ago, man, you lost the only home you ever knew. But thanks to a phone call from your friends, the Wild Hogs, we built you a new one.
That's so great. He didn't have to mention us. That's...
So you guys know what to say? Say it with me,
Buster!
The bus moves to reveal a huge two-storied motel-like building with a neon sign which reads Del Fuego's. Red claps his hands to his mouth excitedly. Murdoch hugs the presenter, and Jack covers his trembling lip with a hand.
You know, usually we have some pretty emotional reactions, but Jack, you know, wow. I'm not sure what was going on with Jack.
Oh.
Thanks to our friends at Sears and local breweries provided state-of-the-art taps and a year's supply of free beer.
The biker clan erupts. Red looks hysterical.
That is so cool!
That is so cool! Cool as a parking lot made out of real leather!
Oh, that is so bad!
That is so bad!
Murdoch joyfully nuts a guy.
The bar was my home. When it went down, I felt homeless.
That was Murdoch. The Del Fuego clan surge towards the new place. Ty Pennington, the presenter.
Here's the thing. You're talking about a bunch of guys that grew up in broken homes. And they really didn't even have a home. And now they've got one with a bidet in it.
Thank you!
Jack puffs out his cheeks, then weeps.
We love our war! Thanks, America!
The Wild Hogs toast. ITFC audio description was written and read by Helen Vasey. Directed by Walt Becker. Written by Brad Copeland. Produced by Mike Tollin and Brian Robbins and Todd Lieberman. Executive producers Sharla Sumter Bridget, Amy Sayers. Director of photography Robbie Greenberg, ASC. Production designer Michael Corenblith. Edited by Christopher Greenbury, Stuart Pape. Costume designer Penny Rose. Music by Teddy Castellucci. Music supervisors Laura Wasserman and Diane Statter. Casting by Anne McCarthy and Jay Scully. A Tollin Robbins production. Wild Hogs. Cast: Doug Madsen, Tim Allen, Woody Stevens, John Travolta, Bobby Davis, Martin Lawrence, Dudley Frank, William H. Macy, Jack, Ray Liotta, Maggie, Marissa Tomei, Red, Kevin Durand, Murdoch, MC Gainey, Kelly Madsen, Jill Hennessy, Billy Madsen, Dominic James, Karen Davis, Tichina Arnold, Charlie, Stephen Tobolowski, Earl Dubel, Jason Sklar, Buck Dubel, Randy Sklar, Haley Davis, Drew Sidora, Claire Davis, Symphony, Dana, Margaret Travolta, Mr. Putnam, Vic Ize, Paul Turtule Sr., Mike, Paul Turchill Jr., Kent, B.I. Biker, Michael Hitchcock, Dr. Drew, Mother-in-law, B.B. Drake, Highway Patrolman, John C. McGinley, Family Dad, Patrick O'Neill, Family Mom, Jessica Tuck, Family Kid, Taylor Warden, Huge Tattooed Biker, Art Aitken, Mrs. Putnam, Cynthia Frost, Clark, Hector Jimenez, Selma, Stephanie Skews. Kyle, lead singer Kyle Gass. Toby, leafraker Shane Beaumont. Damien Blade, Peter Fonda. Himself, Ty Pennington. Del Fuego's biker chick, Liesl Carstens. Diner patron, James Johnston. Chili Pepper, Nick Lauren. Softball booth vendor, Marcel Becker. Festival goer, Sam Travolta. Diner patron 2, Jonathan Rao. Chili booth vendor, Sterling Rice. Copyright 2007, Touchstone Pictures. All rights reserved. This motion picture was created by Wild Hogs Productions, Inc. for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution. The Touchstone Pictures logo.